Life is Journey, What's Your Story? Radio St. Pete Insider is proud to welcome back Margot Hammond. Margot is, of course, our favorite bibliophile. She loves to read, but she's also a writer, an author, and she has a regular column in Creative Pinellas's. This one is The Naked Truth About Art Celebrating Human Shapes. Welcome, Margot.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
So, I don't know, in 1920s in Paris, the Dadaists, you know, the precursors to the Surrealists, they regularly staged nude performances. You're telling me there are nude performances here in St. Pete? Dish, girlfriend.
Well, I decided to do this story for, Creative Pinellas. It's their online magazine called Arts Coast Magazine. And for months, I've been talking to my editor about doing this, because the first event that happened that kind of piqued my interest was something called Naked Boys Reading Poetry, Tampa Bay Edition.
Were they?
So they were naked. They were completely naked. So here's what happened.
No fig leaves?
No fig leaves. So here's what happened is I went to that event at Studio at 620, and it completely blew my mind. Now, and I thought, I got to write about this. But then the time passed, and I thought, well, should I just write about this event? And it turned out it's an international event. It started in London. And it's all over the country. They have these events, Naked Boys Reading Poetry, and I'll tell you about it. But for my article, I thought that didn't seem like enough. And just when I thought I would have to leave it aside, Nude Night came by. And Nude Night is this event that also is somewhat international, more coast to coast. There's a version in New York and Chicago. But that Nude Night started in Orlando. And this was, I had a backstory on this event, was that when I first came to St. Pete, I swear someone told me about Nude Night, and I thought it was amazing. Just the whole idea, I was coming down to Florida and that they had this thing called Nude Night. It stuck in my brain, and when I was sitting down to finally do some creative writing, I decided to do a mystery. And I decided that my protagonist was going to meet her best friend at Nude Night, because, you know, where else would you meet somebody but Nude Night? And bond. And so I started asking my St. Pete friends about Nude Night. No one had ever heard of it. And I thought, did I make this up? I mean, it started to bug me. And then suddenly, last year, it appeared again. And I found out the history. It was started by this woman in Orlando, and she started it because the local galleries would not show nude paintings. They were just puritanical. And she decided she was going to have this event in which she celebrated nudism in art. And it was so popular that it just was the event of the year every time in Orlando. And then she died. And her daughter decided to carry on the tradition, and she now runs it. And it's now come to St. Pete. This year it was in St. Pete. So I thought, okay, this is my two bookends. I'm going to do this story, and I'm going to tell people about boys, naked boys reading poetry and Nude Night. So that's what my story is. And the interesting thing is, in Nude Night, nobody is really nude, but in Naked Boys Reading Poetry, they really are completely in the buff.
So let's start with Naked Boys Reading Poetry. And I know there was also in Chicago, Naked Girls Reading, starting in 2009.
Exactly.
Tell us about it.
Well, like I said, it started actually in London, and Nathan Truly organized the event here. And I mean, just that title, I mean, come on, I had to go. And it turns out the only truth of the title is the naked part. They weren't boys, they were men. They didn't really read poetry. They read really good really good literature. There was a couple poems, and I can explain you about those. But they were all naked, and it was transformative, really. I mean, until you sit there and watch grown men who are completely naked reading to you, you haven't lived. Now, there was a bit of a problem for my poor editor at the Arts Coast magazine. There were plenty of pictures I could take Nude Night, because nobody was actually nude. Well, they were nude in the paintings, but we kind of accept that. But at Naked Boys Reading Poetry, they were all nude, and they wouldn't allow photography. So she had to be very creative in illustrating that part of the story. But yes, they were completely nude.
So you say in your story that the readers, you know, where do your eyes go? But the readers had made themselves so vulnerable that the honesty of the words leapt off the pages as well. I understand there were readings from Peter Pan, A Strong Man's Cup of Tea, from Bernadette, Peter Hates Me.
That was a great one.
Peter Orlansky, the lover of famed poet Allen Ginsberg. I mean, this is really sounds very highbrow.
It was extremely highbrow, and that Peter Orlansky was the only poetry that that they, and he's not a good poet, so there wasn't. But that was sort of the point. And it was called Saints and Peters. That was that was the theme of it. Saints and Peters.
Bernadette Peters, so Peter Orlansky, Peter Pan.
Yes, Peter Pan. And so you throughout it, you know, wove the pun of Peters, and that was fun too. But in most of the audience turned out to be men. I'm assuming a lot of gay men came, but you know, straight men too. But there was a row of us women that we somehow decided to go on the top of the bleachers, and boy, that was just the perfect place to choose. We had a wonderful view of the stage, and these men were amazing. I mean, there was 30 people apparently that signed up to participate, but only a handful had the courage to really come out nude and read.
Will this be a regular annual event?
Well, Nathan truly said that it was going to be, so let's hope so, because, no, I'm serious, it was really mind-blowing, and the works had took on a completely different turn when you had them reading. I mean, everybody loves to be read to. Even as children, we'd love to be read to. But this was something special, because, like I said, they were so out there. And these men, one of them was a former priest, which I found very interesting. And we don't know their names. They only gave us their first names. But they were pretty vulnerable to do this, and they were fabulous readers.
Well, that is high praise from someone who knows a little about, very much about reading and eloquence. I love the artwork from Coastal Night, Nude Night. And, you know, let's just talk about Coastal Creative for a minute. This is a place that is doing incredible, diverse, fun, quirky. It's a terrific addition to the Grand Central Arts. I love it. It says, embrace your form, strong, with just blocks, with different aspects of nudity. But I love the message. Be bold. Embrace your form. Be strong. What does this show have to do with nudity, and why did they use nudity as a topic?
Well, again, it came from this woman from Orlando who really felt that back then that art galleries were not showing art in the nude, that somehow that was not allowed in the galleries in Orlando, and she thought that was outrageous. And so that's why she started Nude Night. And the idea of Nude Night really is to celebrate people who use nudity in their art, of course, but they always had some different programs that went around that in Orlando and also here in St. Pete. So you had all these different booths where they were painting people's faces, and they somehow, just some of them had just body art on. Nobody was actually totally nude. It was just the suggestion of nudity in the actual people that either came to the show or were giving the show. The only nudity was on the canvases.
And I love that the skin painting booth, you say in your story, where you could use gold paint to turn your scars into art, and a bank of telephones where you could call your younger self and leave a message. And one of the messages that was left was, from a stranger that loves you at nude night, or do the things that make you feel happy, especially dancing naked and eating pasta. Would that make you happy?
That would make me extremely happy.
Upstairs, I hear there was a giant board entitled What Formed You?
Now, that was really interesting. They had string that you could pull the string to these various spots of, you know, what of important things that happen in people's lives.
Sometimes, getting dumped, the loss of a child.
Exactly. One of them was the death of Michael Jackson, which I found very interesting. I don't know that that really changed my life, but it maybe changed some other people's lives. And so, so you had this crisscross of strings on this board, and very imaginative booths that they had throughout. So it was a lot of fun to be there. The vibe was very interesting, and the people were just as interesting as the art. you know, a guy in a mohawk hairdo. There were older people, younger people. There was a woman on crutches. There were of all races.
And burlesque performers.
And burlesque performers. And all races in the were represented in the paintings as well. And some of the paintings were by local artists.
That is amazing. I understand it was kind of like a silent disco. You could grab a headset and dance to your own music along with the scantily clad nude night troopers. Is that true, Margot?
That was so much fun. You put these earphones on, and so you only heard your music. So you were dancing to your music while the person next to you was dancing to their music. And behind you was this screen, and they had a loop of various movie stills. Well, not stills, movie clips. Where you saw Fred Astaire dancing, you saw Sid Reese, you know, all these famous dancers.
Gene Kelly in Paris. Now, I would get naked for Gene Kelly in Paris. I would.
So there you were, dancing with the stars, literally. And it was just a really fun experience.
I understand that there were swings beckoning with a nonstop video, so that made you feel like you were flying. I mean, this is really creative stuff.
That was amazing. That was an entire room that one whole wall was dedicated to a video where just butterflies swooped in and it changed colors. It turned into a whole garden of flowers that burst into bloom. And it was almost everywhere you looked, you had some feast for the eyes.
You said that the vinyl and acrylic painting was by St. Petersburg artist Tristan Walsh, and then there was a crouching female nude by Palm Harbor, Sarah Burton, is
yeah,
that right?
There were various local artists, because apparently it is a show, and artists contribute their art, and all the art was for sale. There was one piece of art that was $45,000. I don't think that was sold. But there were several red stickers, so they I'm sure that the artists came off pretty well in the artwork. And if you go to my story, she was able to run a lot of the pictures of that I took of actual artwork, because we accept that.
You talk about the Statue of David having artistic and historical value, and yet has David been banned from the schoolroom?
Well, this was another reason why the story seemed to me important to write right now. Is just that, like I said, the Naked Boys Reading Poetry happened last August at Studio 620. Nude Night just happened last month. So, but I thought, this was really the time. We have galleries. Galleries no longer, have this puritanical idea that you can't hang nude art. But we still live in a very puritanical state. And so I brought out in the story this incident that had happened here in our state of Florida, in which a principal or a teacher was let go because she taught her students the David of Michelangelo's David. And the mayor, I think it was the director of the academy where the real David is housed, invited her and her husband and her kids to come over to Florence to see the statue. And if you ever look online, that statue is very, it's all over the internet, because there's a very funny meme of two nuns looking up at the statue. As if kids, the whole idea was that kids aren't supposed to be exposed to this. Like, as if kids don't have access to this on the internet if they wanted to.
My kids are always running around naked in the neighborhood. What can I say? Margot Hammond, The Naked Truth About Art. What else is up your sleeve these days? I know you got a lot of things going on.
Well, I do want to. The last time I was here, you asked me to recommend a book I was reading. And I felt bad because the book I was reading was kind of a heavy-handed book about... It was a very good memoir, but it was about a psychotherapist who deals with suicide people who are committing suicide. So I thought this time I'm ready to tell you something a little more upbeat.
Let's hear it.
So I have read the latest by Ann Patchett, Tom Lake. I can highly recommend that. It's not as good as her others, but even Ann Patchett can't outdo herself. So she's even good on a bad day. And that's a very interesting structured story. She's telling the story of her past to her kids during the pandemic. And so you go back and forth between they're working on a cherry farm, and she's flashing back to when she dated a an actor. Anyway, it's a very, very interesting book. And then I, for my book club, which I have a book club online that I joined, it's my sister's book club out of Milwaukee, but they keep it online so I can stay.
Nobody's naked in that book club.
Nobody's naked in that book club. They started it during the pandemic and asked me to join, and then after, when the pandemic, they wanted to get together, and my sister said, yeah, but then Margot can't come, and so they've kept it online. So we read a terrific book. It's called First Ladies. It's about Eleanor Roosevelt and Mary Bethune's friendship. Absolutely highly recommend that book. It was written together. Marie Benedict wrote it with, and I'm not remembering the name of the black woman, but her first name was Victoria. And they wrote the book together, which I thought was a really interesting way to write a book. And this story of this friendship, it's really a story of friendship, is really fascinating. And then the recent book that we're about to discuss is called True Biz by Sarah Novich. And that's all about the deaf community, which is, it's also a novel. I learned so much about the deaf community that I didn't know. Another thing that I think I would like to write about. I did write about radio theater at 620, and they do have a signer, and that kind of piqued my interest in just what that entails. But this book, this novel, really tells a lot more.
I would be very interested in a story about the deaf community communicating paintings and art and spoken word and theater. It'd be really interesting to see what's going on. So listen, tune in again. Margot Hammond will be with us on air every month, either interviewing authors or telling us about her latest adventure. This was The Naked Truth About Art. Thank you, Margot.
Thanks for inviting me.